Hello, this is Bert Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Father, for your word, your spirit within us, and your hand on us, and for revelation knowledge to flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these, your people. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. We're talking about the echo of God's love. And you know, it took us several episodes to even find a basic scripture for this, to get to it, actually. But that was 1 John 4:19, which says, we love him because he first loved us. We love God because he first loved us. So God loves us, and we echo that love back to him. From the Passion Translation, that verse says, 1 John 4:19, our love for others is our grateful response to the love God first demonstrated to us. We love him, and we show his love by loving other people. It was first demonstrated to us, and therefore we fall in love with God, and then we can demonstrate that love back to him. And some manuscripts in the Passion says, we love God because he first loved us. On down the Passion says this, the real proof of our love for God must always be in how we express love and treat others with dignity and respect, esteeming them in love. We love God and we show that love. We're echoing that love to him and echoing it, letting it bounce off of us to other people. Because, you know, when I was a little boy and my parents took me up to the mountains, and I've told this story several times, and I spoke out my name or yelled it out, it came back to me. But I'm not the only person who heard the echo. My parents who were standing there heard it. Other people, maybe within the valley or up near where I was, heard me say it. So it wasn't just me reflecting, it wasn't just the mountains reflecting from an audio signal back to me. It was going to out and spreading out to other people. And that's why we're calling this the echo of God's love. All right. I want you to look at Ephesians chapter 5, and we'll start with verse 1. I'm going to read this from the King James Version. It says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. I want to read this from the Passion Translation. Let me get it over here. Be imitators, be followers or imitators of God in everything you do. For then you will represent your Father as his beloved sons and daughters and continue to walk surrendered to the extravagant love of Christ, for he surrendered his life as a sacrifice for us. His great love for us was pleasing to God, like an aroma of adoration, a sweet-smelling fragrance. Isn't that great? Now, the word imitate there, be imitators. The Passion says the Greek word frequently depicts an actor playing a role. God wants us to mimic him and be filled with his thoughts, his love, his deeds, and his character. In other words, be like him. Echo him. Not only back to him, but to anyone else who will listen. Isn't that great? Praise God. And I like that part there in verse 2. It says, the last part of it says in the Passion, his great love for us, talking about Christ, was pleasing to God, like an aroma of adoration, a sweet healing fragrance. It can also be translated a healing balm. I know, you know, when I've cut my hand or my finger or something like that, when I can put something on it, then it becomes a healing balm and it heals up that flesh and that tissue and the muscle or whatever else was affected there. And that's what the Word of God is. And that's what the love of God is when it's shown through us. Praise God. When we're echoing that love. The New Living Translation says this, imitate God, therefore, in everything you do, because you are his dear children. All right, let's get down to this. Let's understand that we're imitating God because we're His dear children. There was a commercial years ago when I grew up on television in America. I know some of you are listening from other countries, so I just mentioned it this way. There was a commercial, and it showed a father and son outside, and they only said a few words in the commercial, and it was like father, like son. And so they showed the father doing something productive and helpful around the house, and the son would imitate in the best way he could. Then the next thing they would say, like father, like son, as they showed the father doing something good, all right? And they did this several times. And then the last time they said, like father, like son, almost as a question mark, or that's the way I heard it. Maybe it wasn't, but it seemed like a question. And it showed the father doing something he shouldn't be doing or something that was not healthy for him. Let me just put it that way. I'm not judging someone who does this. But at the same time, it reflected that it was not something that was helpful to the son at his age. All right? So we are to imitate, like that little boy, the Father God, who's always doing something good, who's Father God. God is good. And He is love, and we are to love Him. We show that love, we imitate that love, and one of the main things that God does with that love is have faith in you and me. And He calls those things that be not as though they were. If you look over in Romans chapter 4, verse 16 and 17, I'm not going to read all this and get into this lesson about Abraham, but it's really good. Verse 17 says this, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him who believed, even God, who gives life or quickens or gives life to the dead and calls those things which are not as though they were. So God was calling Abraham righteous. Even though it didn't look like he was righteous in God's sight because of his faith. He was calling out to Abraham and was calling him by his name, Father of Many Nations, even though he couldn't have children, but yet he did. So God was operating in faith, and he called those things that are not as though they were. And that's what the Passion brings out too. The Passion Translation says, verse 17, that's what the scripture means when it says, I have made you the father of many nations. He is our example and father, for in God's presence, he believed that God can raise the dead, in other words, quicken his body so that he could have children, and call into being those things that don't even exist yet. Oh my goodness. God calls into being things that don't even exist yet. Wait a minute. Where have we heard that? We read that over in Hebrews 11:3. By faith, we understand that the worlds were created or formed at God's command, what He said from the Word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. So it couldn't be seen, yet God spoke it out. And God did the same thing with Abraham. I mean, every time somebody spoke his name, they were saying, hey, Father of many nations, he'd say, my name is Abraham. He's basically saying, I'm the Father of many nations. Did it look like it? No. I mean, it's the same way, you know, when Noah said, there's going to be a flood. You know, what's that? It's going to rain. What's rain? I mean, there are just so many things that God does. He uses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, doesn't he? Isn't that amazing? So he's told us that we are to call those things that be not as though they were, and that we can imitate him. Now that, if you think about, I don't know if my brain can handle thinking about that without revelation knowledge, because in the natural thinking, it doesn't make a bit of sense. I remember a Bible teacher, a professor at Bible school, someone said, that's not logical. And he turned around and rebuked the person who said it and said, don't you think that faith ever has to be logical? Because it's not. It's just not to the natural mind. So God is calling those things that are not as though they were. So that's what you and I have to do when we walk in love with other people. We have to see them through the eyes of grace See them through the eyes of love. See them through, See them through the eyes of grace, God's riches at Christ's expense. See them enjoying God's riches at Christ's expense. That the love of God, that Christ loved them so much he gave his life for them, what can you and I do? Oh my goodness, we lay down our life for the brothers. We're to do that. We're to love one another with that same love that God has for us. You know, basically over in John chapter 8, Jesus, I believe he's talking to the Pharisees there, and he basically says, I speak what I hear the Father say. I'm speaking, I'm doing what he's doing. I'm listening to what he says. And when he does that, he's echoing God. He's echoing God's love back to him and everybody else who will hear. He even reflected that love toward Lazarus and his family. When you think about that, and we'll get into these verses more down the road, but when you think about that, Jesus spoke to Lazarus and he talked to God. He says, Father, I trust that you've heard me. And then he said, Lazarus, come forth. Basically, he was listening to the Father and repeating what he said. The Passion says in John 8:38, yet the truths, I'm not going to get into this whole passage, you can read that, but it says, yet the truths I speak I've seen and received in my Father's presence, but you are doing what you've learned from your Father. Not going to get into that because there's a place there we could really look at, but I'm doing what I've seen and received in my Father's presence. I've heard this, one translation I believe brings out. This is what I know to be true, and this is what I'm doing. And I'm going to speak it out loud. And then he turns around a few chapters later in chapter 11 and says, Lazarus, come forth. Come forth. He didn't speak that on his own authority. He found out the Father's will. And that's what's key when you exercise your faith in saying, according to Mark 11:23, or praying, according to Mark 11:24. What is the Father's will? Have you gone and gotten scriptures to pray? Well, I'm getting off on a whole different route, which I'm planning to look at later. But here's the deal. We've got to be a conduit for the echo that God's bringing, that God's speaking. And we listen and experience in his presence what he wants us to do, and then we do it. See, God expects those who hear the word, as we've said this several times, to echo it back to him and let it echo it back and bounce off to people of the world. And to people and to other believers. See, that's why the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's given to us. Why? For other people, echoing God's love. We're going to see what happens next time on this, but I hope you've been able to follow this. I know your spirit has. Your mind may be going tilt. Where are we in all this? But your spirit is receiving, and I believe you will see this. You will see this clearly by faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.